1 Chronicles 28:1 through 21, devotional focus verse. And David said to Solomon his son, "Be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." 1 Chronicles 28:20. At times in our lives, God asks us to take steps of faith, to undertake some task for Him that we consider far beyond our abilities. Cynthia White, a retired pastor, acknowledged that it took a step of faith for her to agree when her husband felt that they should move to Chicago. She testified, "We were living in the Virgin Islands at the time, and I was comfortable there, but God helped me be willing to move." In our devotions on the day we left, God gave me the words, "Go to the heathen and remember the poor." That puzzled me. I said, "Heathen? In the United States?" Yet, after we arrived in Chicago, I realized there were many souls around us, including boys and girls, who did not know Jesus. We began to have Sunday school with them in our own home, and God started to work. Then God took my husband to heaven, and I was at a loss. By that time, we had a few souls in the gospel with us in Chicago, and my heart was there in that city. Still, I wondered what I could do, a widow getting up in years. God laid it on my heart to wait upon Him, and I was willing to hear what God would say to me. I prayed and waited, and God, in His wonderful way, began to open doors. For a time, I continued to make excuses to Him. I said, "Lord, You know I am afraid of even speaking in front of people. How can I take a leadership role?" However, my excuses would not stand in the presence of God. Finally, God helped me be willing to do what He asked. That was another step of faith for me. Today there is an Apostolic Faith Church in the city of Chicago, a lighthouse for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In today's focus verse, David counseled his son Solomon not to fear regarding the tasks facing him as king of Israel and builder of God's temple. David had learned that when God is with us, we can be strong and of good courage. God will enable us to do what seems impossible when we are following Him, and David wanted his son to understand that as he considered the task ahead. Sometimes when God asks us to take a step of faith, we may be tempted to focus on our own limitations instead of the sufficiency of God. We should be careful to respond affirmatively when the Lord speaks to our hearts, even if our first response is to suggest reasons why we are inadequate. If we are willing to obey, God will not fail us nor forsake us. As He was with Solomon in the temple construction process, He will be with us and give us the strength and wisdom that we need. Background information. The final two chapters of 1 Chronicles provide a transition from the reign of David to the reign of Solomon. In chapter 28, David crowned Solomon as his successor, verses 1 through 8, gave Solomon instructions and plans for the construction of the temple, verses 9 through 19, and offered encouragement to his son, verses 20 and 21. David had previously called together the princes, priests, and Levites of Israel, see 1 Chronicles 23:2, explaining to them how and by whom worship was to be conducted. Additional national leaders in attendance at the assembly are listed in this text. Crowning Solomon as king was the final task of the convention. It is noted in verse 2 that David stood up upon his feet to address the assembly. Since this happened near the end of David's life, he was in declining health. See 1 Kings 1, 1-4. David's standing posture would have added emphasis to a dramatic scene. In his address, David made two points that emphasized God's sovereignty over Israel. First, he stated that he had wanted to build a house of worship for God, but God had refused his request, verses 2 and 3. And second, that God himself had chosen Solomon to be his successor, verse 5. David charged Solomon to serve God with a perfect heart and with a willing mind, and admonished him to accept the responsibility of building a house for a sanctuary. The statement in verse 12 that David gave his son and successor the pattern of all that he had by the Spirit indicates that although Solomon was to be the builder of the temple, The divine blueprint for it had been given to David by God himself. This pattern seemingly was not merely an oral communication, but a written document that was presented to Solomon in this public ceremony. See verse 19. Verses 14 through 19 describe the ornate furnishings for the temple, mentioning 9 items to be fashioned from gold and silver. Clearly, David had amassed an amazing amount of precious metals for the implements of worship. David's personal words to his son are recorded in verses 9 and 10 and 20 and 21. His counsel included a warning, the commission, encouragement, and a promise of support. His closing words are similar to God's encouraging words to Joshua. See Joshua 1, 7, and 9. Conclusion. If we serve God willingly and obediently, He will be with us and help us accomplish the tasks He assigns us.